Since signing the bill Monday, Governor Scott has been touring the state as part of his college affordability tour, touting the bill that not only prohibits tuition hikes by most colleges and universities without legislative approval, but also grants in-state tuition rates to undocumented immigrants who live in Florida.
I want to make sure every child can afford their education, whatever country you're from, whatever family or zip code. And then once you're finished, I want to make sure that you can get a job.
Scott's latest stance on the immigration tuition issue is different from his 2011 viewpoint. Shortly after taking office, he told the conservative blog Shark Tank he's opposed to the idea.
You know, with regard to giving tuition reduction and say tuition to illegal immigrants, I wouldn't be doing that.
Not only did he not say he would never do that, I mean, this is the candidate that ran on saying that the Arizona-style immigration bill was great and we should follow it.
That's Florida Democratic Party Vice Chair Annette Tedeo-Goldstein, who says even with Scott changing his tune years later, Hispanic voters won't forget the past in the upcoming November election.
It's amazing what an election year will do, but so this is a win, and it's a wonderful thing. But at the same time, I don't think Hispanic voters will be fooled by the fact that this is an election year gimmick. We know exactly how he feels about Hispanics. And I'm not speaking just as a Democrat. I think as a Hispanic, we have not forgotten and we will not forget.
Lately, Hispanics have been in the forefront in media reports, on the campaign trail, or when politicians speak about immigration reform in general. And immigration lawyer Elizabeth Ritchie, a partner at her firm Rambana & Ritchie, says it's a common misconception.
People think immigration is specifically a Mexican issue or a Hispanic issue. It is not. It's an issue that involves people from all over the world. We happen to see a lot of Mexicans in the United States because they're our neighbors, just like we see a lot of Canadians on the northern border. So to say that immigration is a Hispanic issue exclusively is just not accurate.
She says at her own law firm, she sees an even mix of immigrants.
It certainly is a lot of Hispanics. It's a lot of Indians, a lot of Chinese, Haitian, and Germans.
And Ritchie says she's even gotten a lot of calls about the bill from a multitude of immigrant groups.
Especially from my Chinese clients. Yes, people are very interested, as I would be, in receiving accurate information so that they can pursue the American dream, including being educated in the United States at a reasonable rate. Even though it's really outside of the scope of what I do, it's related to what I do, so people ask me about it.
Francesca Menez is a Florida Immigration Coalition's policy and advocacy coordinator. She's also part of the Black Immigration Network. She grew up in the community of Little Haiti in Miami and is of Haitian and Dominican descent.
We know for the most part, when it's in the, at least in the media's perspective, they're focusing on the Latino community, particularly because of the fact of the voting bloc that they have and the impact that they have on elections, but not taking into consideration other immigrant communities, just like Asian communities, the Black immigrant communities, the Afro-Caribbean communities, that we also impact elections for the most part in the same ways.
And she says politicians are also contributing to the Hispanic focus as well. Stillman says she also doesn't believe the Black community gets lost in the immigrant tuition issue because many immigrant groups in Florida are making sure to reach out to their respective communities.
Because whenever we, you know, we make sure that we talk to our communities, that we understand that this victory is not just for the immigrant community. It's not just a Latino victory. This is a victory for all Floridians because this is, you know, leveling the playing field when it comes to all of our students that have went to school here, that have spent their lives here. And because of the simple fact that they are not documented in this country, they didn't have the opportunity to pay a fair rate, basically, to go to school here in the state of Florida.
Menez says several different immigrant groups are now working on getting a bill through in 2015 that was vetoed by the governor last year that would have allowed children of undocumented immigrants to get temporary driver's licenses. She adds they hope whoever in the governor's mansion next year will show they are truly committed to the immigrant community as a whole by backing that bill. Meanwhile, the new law will take effect July 1st. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.